you know what? I would have never gone to church if nobody had invited me. And so this morning I'm talking about the great invitation and why it is important. Jesus said it himself. Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, but he said to him, a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servants to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now. It's a beautiful story. Jesus is invited to a Pharisee's house. And at this meeting, they're all sitting at a table. And they didn't sit on chairs in those days. They sat on the floor. And they had these very low tables. And an interesting thing happened. There was a man with a certain condition called dropsy. It's excess fluid in your body, and it makes you swell. And so Jesus said, look here, it's the Sabbath. I'm going to heal this man. Is it lawful for me to heal this man on the Sabbath? And we all know the Pharisees. No, they don't feel, they don't think so. And so Jesus healed him. And Jesus just showed them their hearts sucked. You know, let frot the heart. You know, they had wrong priorities. Why allow a man to suffer when I can heal him on your Sabbath? This is not mine, because Jesus, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, but you make it as if it's yours. And then after that, Jesus saw how all the guests took the best places. And then Jesus just tells him a little story about how you need to be careful. Your false sense of worth. How much do you think you're worth? And Jesus talks to them, and I know they freaked out. Julle moet nou hulle sit nou om die tafel nee, dis nou groot stories want Jesus vat nou manne vas. Nou sê Jesus, luister julle almal wat nog op die beste plek ook sit, ek wil net vir julle sê julle aanbid julle eie waan. Julle eie self. En jy weet mos nou wanneer God die mens vasvat, dan raak jy godsdienstig. En toe skree hy so ou op tafel, aan tafel skree hy nou, blessed is the man who will eat kingdom in the bread of God. And then Jesus said, listen to this, a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And Jesus was teaching the Pharisees a lesson about invitation. And Jesus said, look here, you can't invite people that will invite you back habitually and every time. In ander woorde, jy kan nie elke keer mense wat vir jou iets terug kan doen elke keer na jou plek toe nooi nie. Jesus sê, ek het jy probleme mee as jy vriende na jou plek toe nooi en dan nooi hulle weer vir jou terug. Ek het jy probleme as jy dit doen, maar ek het 'n probleem daarmee as jy dit gereeld doen. And then Jesus says that you must invite people can give nothing back to you. You must invite them, because in that there's a blessing. And what Jesus was talking about is that these Pharisees, they were buying recognition. Miskien nie een aan was die ander hand. Jy eet vandag by my curry, môre moet jy my nooi vir lamsbout. Dat is mos nou op dieselfde vlak hier, né? And so Jesus, you know, talked about this mutual admiration that they had for one another. And Jesus said, guys, this is wrong. When you invite people, it's important to know that you must invite people, be a blessing to people that will never be able to be a blessing to you. You know, it's funny when you sit with people around the table, then they become your equals. Jy het al opgelet. Sodra daar kos betrokke is en jy sit om dieselfde tafel, dit maak nie saak waarvandaan of hy man kom nie, of hy stinkie, en wat se werk het hy nie, maar as hy saam met jou aan etenstafel sit, dan is julle mekaar se gelyke. Want om daai etenstafel kan ons praat oor enige iets wat saak maak. En dis 'n groot uitdaging vir ons as kerk. Dit is, ek strei nie, Dis 'n heftige, heftige enetjie ding, maar ons gaan nou moet reg kry. And that is why I'm talking this morning about this principle of invitation. And I'm not going to be long. All that I just want you to know is that I would have never known Jesus if nobody had invited me. Met ander woorde, iemand het tyd afgeknyp om vir my van Jesus te vertel en vir my te nooi na 'n kerk toe. Dis hoe ek die Here Jesus ontmoet het. Somebody invited me, and that is what Jesus, if you look at that scripture, just write that scripture again, Hein. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servants to say, those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now. Met ander woorde, die mense wat genooi was, het geweet hulle moes kom. Kan julle sien nou? The invitations was al reeds uitgestuur. The invitations was al uit. Die diensknegte het net gegaan om te sê, reg, julle moet nou kom, dit is reg. Do you see it there? They were already invited. All the people in the world are already invited by Jesus. Almal weet van Jesus. Jesus praat met almal. Ek sê dit nou vir julle onomwonde. Ons moet hulle net gaan nooi. En sê, luister, alles is al reeds reg vir jou. As jy net kan kom en kom luister en jou hart oopmaak. But it's a scary thing if you read through that piece of beautiful scripture. You will also see that God would say to his servants, all those who did not want to come, leave them alone. Now it's a scary thing and we don't preach about that, but God will shut doors if you're not willing to come. Are you with me? God will shut certain doors. He'll say, no. And then God said, now go into the streets, invite the maimed, the lame, all of those who people do not want to be recognized with, they're willing. And so this morning, I just want to give you 5 reasons why we invite people to our homes, why we invite people to our small groups, why do we invite people to church, why do we invite people to awaken, why do you invite people to have coffee with you, why do we do that, why? Simple. I'm going to give you the first reason. Most probably I won't get to all the reasons. But the first reason is John chapter 4 verse 29. Come and see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? The woman at the well, Jesus speaks with her. She has an encounter with Christ. Then she runs to a village. Then she tells her village, come and see. She also makes an invitation. Jesus made an invitation to her. She ran to a village. She made an invitation to the village. Come and see somebody who told me everything that I did. John chapter 1 verse 45 to 46. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Once again, invitation. Why do we invite people? The first reason is to have an encounter with Christ. Mense, as ons mense kerk te nooi of enige ander plek te nooi vir enige ander rede, dan sit ons die pot mis. People are here to meet Jesus, not me. They're not here to meet a personality or great worship. Those things are secondary. People must come here and they must have an encounter with Christ. And we must create that expectation inside of people. And we must tell them what they're going to expect. Ons moet na mense te gaan en sê, weet jy, as jy nou Sondag kom, dan gaan ons eers sing, en dan gaan daar afkondigings wees. En dan, jy gaan 'n paar mense sien op en afspring ook. Dit is miskien 'n bietjie vreemd vir jou, maar moenie, hulle is nie mal nie, hulle het iets gerookie. Jy weet, hulle is nie op dag aan nie. Hulle dans maar net voor die Here. En jy gaan 'n mannetjie wat sien wat so tromme slaan. Hy het so stywe jeentjie aan. As niks fout met hom nie. Hy's gladjies. Nee, hulle het niks veel. Maar en jy gaan 'n hele paar karakters haar sien by kerk wat jy nie normaalweg sal sien nie. Maar sulke snaakse ouens, jy weet, en jy gaan 'n ou oom ook sien, hy speel ook in die worship band, en daar gaan paar aantrekkelijke jong manne wees achter die klanksysteem wat die klank doen. Maar hulle is gefokus. Hulle die skit in mekaar se hand daar achter. Hulle is nou baie blij oor hulle aantrekkelijk genoem is. Jy weet. En ons gaan sing en dan gaan hulle preek en die prediker gaan sien, hy is mank. Hy het een stoel achter hom, van net ingeval, hy nie meer kan staan nie, dan moet hy sit daar op. Maar dis wat jy kan verwag. Maar weet jy, terwijl ons gaan sing, gaan jy op kool so'n bietjie heilerig raak. En jy gaat jou tranen so wegslik. En jy gaan nie lekker weet wat om te doen nie, maar ek wil net vir jou sê, dis alright. Dis die Here wat besig is om met jou te werk daai tyd. Moenie bekommerd wees nie. En as jy wil heil, jy kan my heil. Dis alright. Jy is aan my. Ek is veilig en die belangrikste is, jy gaan vir Jesus ontmoet. To have an encounter with Christ. After that song, when the preacher preached, I'm going to be honest with you, I just thought, just shut up and make an altar call. I want to give my life to the Lord. Dis al wat ek gedink het die hele tyd. I can remember the sermon's name is The Power of Mercy. The rest I can't remember. And then the last bit I can remember. He said, if there's anybody here in this church this evening, you know that you've done some horrible things and you think the Lord cannot forgive you, then I'm calling you. Is there anybody like that? Ek het my hand opgesteek en vorentoe gehardloop, gelijktijdig tot boopie stage. Toen moet hulle vir my sê, klim af. Nee, ek is ernstig. Want ek het net daar gesit, ek het net gedink, Here, ek moet nou net by u uitkom. Op die oomblik, Here, weet ek, niemand verstaan my nie. Ek moet nou net na u toe kom. Want die diep binnen my weet ek, u verstaan my. U praat al 'n hele paar jaar met my. Ek was net te hardkoppig, te dig en te dik dom om na u te luister. Maar ek het nou tot my sinne gekom. Ek wil huis toe kom. I want to come home. To have an encounter with Christ. Let's check my time. The second reason why we invite people, Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 25, for I will satisfy the weary, die wat moeg is, the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replace. Julle die siel, ek begin al meer te besef julle, een mens kan die fysische siektes, en dit is so'n bietjie van die punt af, maar as jou siel siek is, jou emoties en jou gedagte gang, die Here gaan ons moet help om daar enetjie te oorwin, because God must help us to give people peace in that area. Jy weet, is nou een ding, ek is hinkepink oor 'n operasie, maar dit is 'n ander ding as ek soggens mismoedig opstaan. En as net die hoop in my nie, en pille kan het die reg maak. Oef, dit moet die lekker wees nie. John chapter 6 verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. John chapter 7 verse 37, just listen to this. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. The second reason we invite people is to receive ministry, to receive rest in Jesus. All the other rest is a false peace. Everything else is false. It will never give you peace. Only Jesus can give you that sense of peace. My vrou kan nie vir my vrede gee nie. Ek moet soggens met vrede opstaan. Jammer, ek kan nie vir my blydskap gee nie. Ek moet met blydskap opstaan. Sy kan my gelukkig maak, maar sy kan nie vir my blydskap en vreugde gee nie. Dit kom van die Heilige Gees af. So ek moet daarmee opstaan. En uit daai plek uit kan ek vir haar gelukkig maak. Is julle met my vanoggend? To receive ministries, we must also focus on people's relevant and personal needs. In ander woorde, when we're talking about invitation, when we invite people, you must know what their needs are. It's a personal need and it's a relevant need. Ons moet toch nooit het vergeet dat mense het sekere areas en sekere behoeftes wat miskien vir ons nie so belangrik is nie. En vir ons klink het simpel en het lyk vir ons baie simpel. Maar onthou net as jy iemand nooi, die persoon het een nood wat Jesus moet vul, en dat die persoon Jesus gaan met, en tweedens, dis relevant. Vir jou klink slaaplose nachte na niks. Vir jou klink het, maar daar is pille vir die goed op die mark. Ek het een dokterspel, dan skryf ek gauw vir jou pilletjies voor, en dan slaap jy mos nou lekker. Jy weet, ons dink so. Jy weet, ons dink so. Of ons dink selfstandig, as die ou op motor het, dan het hy geld vir petrol. Ons dink so. Maar as baie mense, hulle het die geld, vooral nou, meer as 11 rand per liter mense. Maar wat, hoeveel? Hy man is precies, ja, vir aan 60. Hy wil net vir my net verstaan, ek het 60 cent gemis. En ek is dankbaar daarvoor. But we really think that our needs are the only needs. And the second reason we must invite people is we must see people's needs. We must never forget that. They're going to have an encounter with Christ. Yes, we're going to tell them what to expect. But thirdly, we must see their personal relevant needs. We don't promise them anything. Jy beloof nie, hy gaan die helft van sy petrolgeld elke sondag met die kerk kry, van hy gaan nie. But you must just let him know, I see you. Ek hoor jou, my broer. You know, as the rappers do, homie, you know, ek voel jou, I feel you, I feel what you're feeling. That is what people want. People want to talk to people that can feel him. Mense wil met mense praat wat sien, ek voel geliefd hier, ek is belangrik vir die man. My hart, my drome word gekoester. Daar word hy daar op getrap, dit word gevat, dit word met soveel respect begin. Daar word geoe en a oor my. Julle weet wat is het wanneer mense oor jou oe en a? Dit is jou verjaarsdag. En as jy nou soos my dogters is, dan kom hulle in die boord en sê hulle, papa kom ons eet. Dit is my verjaarsdag. Jy weet, my mama stuur vir hulle, dan wil hulle saam eet. Maar jy sit in die bed en jy het jou boordjie. En jou drie kinders, jou twee kinders en jou vrou, hulle kom sing vir jou happy birthday to you. Daar is die een op pad hier. En dit was ook die profetiesie. It's not. But you know what? It's so special when people meet your needs. Maybe I should just say this. We must grow to a place where when we look people in the eye, we must be able to see what is Jesus doing in this person's life. Now we're not doing that. Even if the person's not saved, al is die ou nie bekeer nie, moet jy onmiddellik aan sien waar is die Here nou met die ou in sy lewe. Want die Here is met elke persoon besig. Almal is het nog nie gesê, Here Jesus, hier is ek gee my lewe oor, maar die Here is besig met hom. En dit moet jy raak, met ander woorde, I must be able to see Jesus in somebody else. I must be able to see Jesus in that other person, and then I must celebrate that. And we'll talk about that in a later stage. And then the third reason, I'll stop here this morning. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick, or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. To see Jesus in one another. Hospitality is a lifestyle. It's not something that you conjure up or cook up. It's a lifestyle. We learn to see where Jesus is working in other people's lives, and we need to realize that we are part of a community. If one suffers, we all suffer. We're happy when somebody else is happy. We celebrate with those who celebrate, but we cry with those who cry. And we see exactly where other people are. And because we see where Jesus is with those people, we work with them and we respect them. We don't impose what we think they need to do. We tell them truth in love. We respect that. And then we leave what Christ is doing with them, so that they come to the place of maturity. Just the three reasons that I want to give this morning. The first one is people must have a Christ encounter. The second reason is meet people's relevant needs. It's ministry time. And the third reason is about hospitality. It's about being a blessing. I'm going to stop there this morning because we're going to do the communion now, and then afterwards we want all of you just to have a cup of coffee with us. There's some prachtige koek wat gemaak is deur Alet. And you know, there's a reason why it's done like that. It's not because we want to be grand. There's lots of churches that's much grander than this. I'm honest, you know, ek weet dit ook. But I'll tell you what, something that I always fight with staff or with people in church, guys, we got to get this right. See what Jesus is doing, invite people, and then be a blessing to them. We're not cooking this up to impress anybody. It's something that's within our hearts that God must change. When we look at people and have the compassion, the empathy and the sympathy with which Jesus ministered. And just the way that Jesus would look you in the eye and the way Jesus would speak to you, it would change your life forever radically. Maar jy het geweet as Jesus jou in die oog gekyk het en hy het vir jou iets gesê, jy het geweet, yes, ek het nou, ek's gerettel, ek's bietjie gegooi, of jy nou Pontius is en of jy Pilatus is, en jy sien die man staan en bloei, want jy weet hoe bloei kopwonde. Kopwonde bloei a barsou met die dorings en hy's geslaan. Hy's half vermink en hy staan nog op sy voete. And then Jesus just tells him with the greatest composure, you can't take my life. Hy weet nie lekker om uit te maak hierdie pasie is, wat gaat hy voor my, want hy verstaan nie. Wat is dit wat hy van die man ervaar het? En hierdie man, soos hy geslaan is staan van, en hierdie man begin om met die nodige respect. He can't figure out. En dan doen hy ons maar nou met die ding, hy was maar sy hand in onskuld, want hy weet nie meer lekker wat om nou van die hele ding te dinkie. Nou was hy maar sy handjies in onskuld. But you know what? I'll tell you. It's the greatest invitation ever. There will be no greater invitation than this. And then the same man, as he hangs on the cross, Jesus says, Father, you forgive them. And die enetjie wat my altyd gooi, alle jare, the first person that he takes to paradise with him in the new dispensation is a thief, a robber. He tell him, you're cool with me. I've invited you. You've responded in the right way. You come with me. Today you'll be with my dad in paradise. Can you remember what Jesus told his disciples? I'm going to prepare a place for you. As a plekje vir jou voorberei. The invitations is gemaak. Yay, ek sê, dit gaan groot makietje wees. I'm looking forward to that day. But for now, we need to get this message out there and we need to start inviting people. not to meet a personality, not to meet the church, but to meet the living Christ. It's the greatest invitation ever.